Chad in the Morning on Virgin Radio.
So, I want to tell you guys about Lara Al-Yafi. A lot of you know about her already. She's representing Oman at the Buenos Aires 2018 Youth Olympic Games. They started on October 6th. They go through October 18th. She's 16 years old, local Omani, representing the country. She's a swimmer. She's the only female swimmer on the Omani team. She's sent us, I don't know what I want to call them, maybe audio blogs from Buenos Aires. And it's really cool. So this thing's, this first blog's about 3 minutes. I'm going to play it and pause it throughout because, well, there's some things I want to say as we go. And because of the time difference, we haven't organized a call time that works out for both of us. So without further ado, this right here is Lara Al-Yafi from Buenos Aires. She is representing the Oman national team at the Buenos Aires 2018 Youth Olympics.
Hi, Virgin fans. This is Lara Al-Yafi reaching out to you from the Youth Olympics in Buenos Aires, Argentina. For those who don't know me, I'm 16 years old and I'm the only female swimmer on the Omani national swimming team. Right now, I'm representing Oman at the Youth Olympics in Buenos Aires. There are 5 of us here in Buenos Aires, myself and 4 boys. Over the last 6 days, I've received loads and loads of questions on social media from young girls and boys back home in Oman. They've been asking all sorts of questions about my experiences in the Youth Olympic Games. So, instead of answering each one individually, I've decided to send in a few audio posts to Virgin Radio describing this whole adventure that I'm on. I'll start at the beginning.
Please.
5 days ago, the team and coaches left Oman on Qatar Airways heading to Argentina. Nothing much happened on the first plane. Everything changed though once we reached the Qatari airport waiting area. There must have been thousands of people in the terminal at that time, all waiting to catch planes to different parts of the world. Our team was wearing Omani red and white tracksuits, and as soon as the other passengers saw us, they started smiling and waving and giving us thumbs up signs. Some of them shouted out, "Good luck and do well, guys."
I'm pausing it right there. How cool is that?
That's amazing.
You guys are listening to the voice of Lara Al-Yafi. She's representing Oman at the Buenos Aires 2018 Youth Olympic Games. We're going to keep going now.
Others even asked for photos. It seemed that most of them knew about the Olympic Games. I suddenly got a small taste of what it must feel like to be a celebrity. One woman told me that even though her first loyalty was to her own Japanese team, she still hoped that our team did really well. Whenever we went in the airport, the same thing happened. It was such an unreal experience. We finally arrived at our gate and waited to board. Suddenly, other national teams started arriving who were taking the same plane as us. There were teams from Nigeria, Qatar, Vietnam, Togo. There were about 7 teams in total. Everyone was wearing their national tracksuits. The Nigerians were all in green. The Thai team were all in blue. All of us were smiling and laughing and saying hello to each other.
Hey, I'm going to pause it again. How cool is this? So this is Lara Al-Yafi. If you're just turning us on, she's telling us about her experience. She's representing Oman at the Buenos Aires 2018 Youth Olympic Games. She's 16 years old. She's the only female swimmer on the Omani national swimming team. And here we go. What's up, Maya?
No. I'm so in awe of it. I love her storytelling, and I'm just listening. Yeah.
Isn't she a good storyteller?
Yeah, she's great.
Let's go.
These teams had also gotten the celebrity treatment from the passengers. There was a lot of excitement and a real festive atmosphere. I think most of us still couldn't believe that we were actually heading to the Youth Olympics, one of the greatest sporting events on the planet. A few hours later, I stood up and looked towards the front of the plane, and all I could see were groups of colors where the teams were sitting. You had the yellows on the right, the greens in the middle. I knew that all the 200 national teams would be arriving in Buenos Aires on the same day, and I realized that at that exact moment in time, there were probably 4,000 athletes from all over the world on hundreds of planes all heading in the same direction and to the same event. Wow, that image brought a big smile to my face. Well, I better rush, guys. I've got training in 15 minutes. With our coach Kamal, please. The last thing you want to do is even be 10 seconds late. I've got loads more to tell you. On the next audio blogs, I'll tell you guys about how cool the Olympic Village is and all the great people I've met and what they know about Oman. I've got some real funny stories.
Yeah.
I'll talk about the opening ceremony and the tens of thousands of Argentinians that were waving at our buses and the police escorts. So till next time, I want to wish everyone back home a great day, or as they say in Argentina, buenos dias, amigos.
Buenos dias. All right, so there you go. That was Lara Al-Yafi. She's representing Oman at the Buenos Aires 2018 Youth Olympic Games. 16 years old, only female swimmer on the Omani national team. And as you heard right there, she's going to send some more stuff. This is fantastic and so cool. I love 2018. And go Oman at the Youth Olympics. This is amazing. Keep them coming, Lara.
You ready to get to it?
Bring the beat in. Chad in the morning on Virgin Radio.